This is Gabrielle.
Hi, Gabrielle. My name is Luis. I am calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Sorry, go ahead.
What is the survey for?
Oh, this is regarding some issues that the community and the nation is facing. And as I said, your name was chosen as random. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly in your phone?
I can, but I don't have the time. I'm so sorry.
I understand. I know we are calling you on the cell phone, so we are going to make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Okay, so...
How long would this take?
No, just a few minutes. Okay. I will try to go through the survey as quickly as I can. I will appreciate your time, and your opinion matters very much to us. So just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
A black woman.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is your age?
53.
Okay, thank you very much. I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November of 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are there chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
If I'm alive, I will vote.
Okay, thank you very much. And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's a hard question, because it's not a one-party system. Congress is in disarray right now, so that's terrible for the country.
I understand. So will that mean satisfied or dissatisfied?
With whom? I'm dissatisfied with Congress.
I understand. No, I just with the direction in which the country is headed in general.
I just said 50-50 because there's too much discord, too much animosity, too much hatred. Let's just say 50-50. How about that?
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. And thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to be focused on? You can select up to two issues. I will read you a list. So the first one is standing up to the race in racism and discrimination, protecting LGBTQ rights, fighting inflation, improving K-12 public school education, protecting voting rights, and fighting threats to our democracy, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, improving the economy, reducing gun violence, providing affordable child care, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, reduce crime, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Which of these are the two that you think the Congress should be focusing on?
Okay, attacking gun violence, that's number one.
Okay, gun violence.
And difficult to remember all the rest of them.
I can read them for you if you wish.
And voting rights, protecting voting rights.
Voting rights. Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. And now moving on to the next questions. I appreciate very much your time, by the way. You're being very helpful to us. And thinking about the economy, how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind with the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Keeping up.
Thank you. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two. So I will read you a list. The first one is sexism, right? Unequal pay or treatment for women. Too many people depending on the government for handouts. Racism and discrimination. Poor work ethic. Poor life choices and values by some. Unfair or rich economic system for the rich. Not enough good role models. The breakdown of the traditional family structure. Inadequate programs to help people in poverty. Lack of good paying job opportunities.
Okay, racism.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And inadequate help to get people out of poverty.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or not at all?
A lot. I live in Florida.
A lot. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I do support.
You do support? You do not support. Okay, and do you somewhat oppose to that or strongly oppose?
I'm strongly opposed to removing or to ban books from the public school. I strongly oppose that.
Okay, thank you very much. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first person I have in my list is Ron DeSantis.
A 0?
0. Okay, thank you. The feminist movement.
65.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
75.
Thank you. And NAACP?
95.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter or BLM?
90.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
95.
Thank you. And Beyonce?
Are we done?
Oh, no, sorry. Beyonce. What's the next one? Sorry.
So, Beyonce?
Yeah, Beyonce.
How do I feel about Beyonce? Sixty.
Okay. And Hakeem Jeffries?
Oh, about 100.
100. Okay. Thank you. And I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first statement is here, the country's economy going into recession soon, from 0 to 10.
Yeah, major impact. 10.
10. Okay. Thank you. And affirmative action ending?
About 8.
Okay, thank you. And climate change?
10.
I understand. And crime and violence in this country?
If it ends, what kind of impact it would have on me? Let me understand. Maybe I didn't get it.
Oh, okay. If it's a 10, it's a major impact. From 0, 0 is actually not at all impact. 5 is a moderate impact.
Yeah, I would say 7.
7. Okay, thank you very much. I do appreciate your time so far. And now moving on, we are more than halfway there now. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. Okay, so the first one is the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree with that.
Disagree. And would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly. You say to all citizens?
Yeah, all citizens, all adult citizens.
Now, what about the rich folks? They don't need help.
Okay. And I understand. And the next one says, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, I agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly agree?
Uh-huh, I do.
Okay, thank you. And the government should provide free child care to all families. Would you say agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Do you say strongly or somewhat disagree? Agree, excuse me.
No, strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. And now, athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly agree?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay, thank you. And child under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth. Would you say agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Okay, and strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay, thank you. And drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. And the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, there's a caveat. The business has to be of a certain size, and I would agree. They have to be able to afford it.
Okay. So would you say somewhat or strongly disagree?
Well, I would agree.
Oh, agree. Okay.
Understand your question. You're talking about family leave, right?
Yes, so it says, the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers to paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Yeah, I agree in general, but it has to be, the employer has to have a certain number of employees It can't be small business cannot do that.
I understand. So you will say somewhat agree, right?
Yeah, because it's not elements are there.
Understood. And in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? I will read you a list, and the choices are unlimited. You can choose whatever you feel it's right. So the first one is mothers giving birth to a child.
Yes.
Okay. And caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes.
Mothers adopting a child?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And so would you say, like, this one is actually just like a check or a not check. So would you say yes or no to mothers adopting a child?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Thank you. Sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
Death of a family member?
Yes.
Fathers adopting a child?
Yes.
When dealing with a mental health episode?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We're almost there now. I appreciate your time once again. And how often would you say you experience sexism in your life? Would you say very often, often, not too often, or not at all often?
Not too often.
Okay, thank you. And have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? The first one is, home was vandalized or broken?
No.
Does not apply? Then, right, okay.
No, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen, okay. So, violent crimes such as assault?
No.
Okay. And car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of school you have completed?
Doctorate.
I'm sorry?
Doctorate.
Doctorate, you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. So that's postgraduate, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live as urban, suburban, or rural area?
Suburban.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more every week, once or twice a month, several times?
Once a week.
Once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how you often regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. So, I would say, like, very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom, never. So the first one, your local TV news. We just say very often, somewhat often, not that often, and seldom, never.
Not that often.
Thank you. CNN. We just say very often, somewhat often, not that often, or never.
Very often.
Very often. Okay. Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS, like, would you say, very often? Okay, very often you said, right? Just confirming.
Yes, very often.
Okay, thank you. Fox News.
Ever.
Never? Seldom, never. Okay. And
never.
MSNBC?
Often, not. Okay, let me think about this. Once in a while, so not too often.
Would you say? Not that often. Okay. Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. And would you say strong or not strong Democrat?
Diehard.
Strong Democrat then, right?
That's what diehard is.
Yeah, just confirming. Thank you. So which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Would you say Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance, or other?
Health insurance I bought and paid.
Okay. Thank you. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parents or your parent or parents, your child or children, another relative, retired or on a fixed income, or other?
No. Me.
Okay. Thank you. And would you please tell me which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls in, like including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. Would you say, okay, the first one is under $15,000, from $15,000 to $30,000, from $30,000 to $50,000, from $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000,
$75,000 to $100,000.
Okay, thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. As I said at the beginning, your opinion matters very much. And thank you. I do appreciate your time. I wish you the best rest of your week, okay?
Take care. Bye-bye. God bless you. Bye.
Likewise. Goodbye. See you.